So I'm Roelof Meijer from SIDN. Welcome everybody. We're a small group. On the screen is our agenda for this session. We have until roughly 4:30. I can stuff. People are going to be here around 3:30, Bart. Is that the latest news? So what do we do? Okay, but what do we do with the 15 minutes that we have Carol and Larissa here and we don't have Kurt? We will just start? Maybe you can use a mic because we are being...
They will use a presentation and there are three main topics on that presentation. I'll forward it to you and to Christina. It's first going back to say the responses they provided to the SOP a couple of weeks ago, revisit it and see what they've done with their comments. This includes, say, the open question on the role of the advisory that was mentioned in Prague, because that was still unclear, so it's cleaning up what is outstanding. Then they go into what is the current, say, the current new the draft strategic plan for that's up for comments, highlight a bit of the differences, and then when Kurt comes in, it will be very much about the future developments of the strategic planning process, because say again with the new CEO there is new winds, etc., and so that will change. And And I think in the... Sorry. Yeah. And maybe revisit a bit about the advisory because that's Kurt's, that was Kurt's thing. So another thing is, maybe I don't know if you want to raise it but or somebody else, and I think that's in response to the point you raised, Mathieu, on the email list. There is hardly any difference between the, as far as we could see, between the current strategic plan and the new strategic plan, the red line version. It's more, and maybe that's something for the working group to discuss right now, what is the most effective way of providing comments so you can make blunt statements. And that's one. And maybe raise it with either with Kurt or Larissa as well, is how to, what is the most effective and efficient way of providing the comments? You can send out what we did last year. It's fairly easy for everybody, but probably not very helpful.
Well, the thing is we could do what they did in the plan and just change the years and still... I was amazed. There's one part in the text where the previous plan said there are, 120 million domains in 2011, and instead of putting the number of domains in 2012, they just they changed R to were. And I think that was a very typical identifier of how they looked at changing this plan. I think they were really pressured into getting something in a very short time because... Okay, anyway, what I propose, very much in line with what Bart says. We have until roughly about 3:30, but we can ask them to wait 5 or 10 minutes inside when we finish off. But what I would like to do is get a first impression from those of you who've read the plan already. And it should be everyone, because Bart and I requested you to do so. And then look at our plan of work. I have that on the next slide. In fact, it's what we proposed in the email I sent to you. And we quickly look at the teams to see if there are any problems there or if we're all in agreement and we can proceed the way we envisaged. So maybe first, who wants to say something about his or her first impression? Apart from the one we just heard, there was very little change. What else is there? Who wants? What's your?
Well, there's a new CEO and obviously he hasn't even read the plan. So... I think the plan itself is pointless. What's the last phrase? It is pointless to even look at the strategic plan and comment on the documents when it's not the actual strategy that is being elaborated by the new staff and the new management.
Are you sure about it?
That is just my feeling. But I hear declarations by Fadi, I read things, and I look at the strategic plan, I don't see the link. Which I can understand from the process point of view.
Okay, that's a clear point. Sabine, not in reaction to material, I hope, but your own first observations of the plan.
I think my first observation is, of course, similar like it, it doesn't change, but where it changes at some stage where I rather, I'm not sure if I read it right, because you have, when you really saw that ICANN is going very changed, very much more in the training and outreach business than it was ever, which means even more training enhancements and sort of assisting the world to operate their DNS systems. So you see it especially on page 7, where you see that the expansion of the DNS is expected to increase the demand on training. We have saw a huge program for coming in new GTLD, where all the new operators actually have passed dramatically technical tests to be actually static in the root. But if they are now in the root, I can expect them that they need training, and I'm not sure that that's the right assessment. But with regard to the process, I wouldn't say either recommend like we did last year, or we offer actually the chance for a new discussion about where ICANN wants to go.
Leonie?
For the record, what? Okay, Leonie Turov, CCTLD.ru. You know, I've got a bunch of comments because I made some on the margins. Well, first of all, yes, I would agree that the strategic plan is pretty much similar to what we've seen already. Yet there are some changes. Well, first of all, it's good that some metrics was improved. But my concern was that, problems that, let's say, recent challenges might have given rise to a certain evaluation or as to why they happened, what were the causes for them, how they were remedied, how much efforts and resources it took to remedy them and stuff like that. I mean, so it was a perfect case upon which ICANN could have built some more or less improved strategic plan. Now, speaking of certain things, I will just go through the text because, I have these comments and I have to check them. Now, still, metrics is kind of vague. I mean, the language is vague and metrics is sort of murky. And sometimes it's even controversial. Like, for example, number of IDN CCTLDs delegated annually is one of those metrics. So my question is simple. For example, what if no one applies for those TLDs, IDN TLDs, or if everyone applies for them, I mean, of those who are eligible for that, and actually their number is over. So what's that? So it's, this metric doesn't seem meaningful in the longer run. Now, faster generation and publication of reports, that's continuous improvement, operational excellence. My concern is that, I can judge only and I can speak for those reports that are published, that are posted on the website. And I was particularly keen to explore the Russian version of those reports. And I must say that the language is so poor and the translation is so poor that these reports are useless. And I'm sorry to be that straightforward, but, just in our inner circle, I can use it. this word. This is a huge problem, because if you want to have a greater outreach, if you want to get people engaged, then they should have, of course, that adequate understanding of what is going on. Now, internationalization. This is a tricky thing, particularly because I represent a country whose official representatives have reiterated many times their call for a genuine internationalization of the ICANN, meaning that ICANN should not be that American-led company, rather an international body. So I believe that what is put in this plan in terms of internationalization plays right into the hands of those critics, not only from my country, but from some other countries, who do believe that ICANN still is an American-led company, and all these, all those warnings about internationalization is just a smokescreen, to sort of disguise the American influence, the continuous American influence. I'll be short. Meet or exceed IANA contract service level agreed performance. Does it mean that, like in the Soviet times, we should overperform?
I mean, like, I don't want to.
Okay,
rush.
Sorry.
Just give me the highlights, because.
Okay. So the highlights is like this. So yes, there are certain improvements. I could see that some people edited that more carefully than ever. Still, the plan suffers sufficient drawbacks in a sense that it's partly inconsistent. The metrics is quite controversial. And overall, I wouldn't say that this plan was really built on, some problems of the past. I mean, they were not taken into account, so that to bring in, some meaningful improvements. Sorry.
No, thank you. Thank you, Lynn.
Byron.
Couple of comments. One, I would agree with Mathieu in that not. I know it's shocking, I'm sure, but not much has changed here. But I think the point is there's a brand new CEO, and given the strategic plan has basically not changed at all from last year. Clearly, the new guy has not put a stamp on it. Some might argue then that what's the point of us making much comment, because nothing's changed, and clearly the new guy is going to have a dramatic change next year. I mean, that could be an argument. I would disagree with that. I think it's important that we still make comment, that we continue to raise some of the issues that Leonid has just raised, like metrics, for example. So I think it's definitely worthy of us to comment, even though little has changed in the plan itself. I would also say, and this is reiterating some things that I've said before, in terms of this is a pretty operational strategic plan. It's pretty nitty-gritty in the weeds for a strat plan, and it's probably worthwhile to make comment about, ICANN should probably back away from this plan, take a higher level view of it, and think about some of the other things that I know, especially then there's a number of us in this room who participated in a workshop not more than a couple of weeks ago about big picture strategic issues facing this industry. Many of us in this room are facing declining growth rates for the first time in this industry's history. What does that mean? Why is that? Where are we going as a result of it? What impact is that going to have on revenues?
And on new GTLDs.
And on new GTLDs. Right. I mean, new GTLDs aren't out. While we may think that, it's the industry's changing because all the new GTLDs, I mean, the general person on the street has no idea, and I guarantee it's not impacting their domain name buying decisions right now. So why are we seeing our industry face significant decline in domain growth? In a strategic plan, one would think that would be an issue to be addressed. Clearly, the ITU, Wicket, all issues around that, I mean, those are significant events that have the potential to dramatically reshape the environment that we're in. Why is that not being addressed specifically? And then finally, black swan events, they're real, they happen. Where do we see that? I think a strategic plan should at least be, giving some attention to that. They do happen. A month ago, nobody probably foresaw the Article 29 working group in Europe saying, no, you can't store the data. And what does that do to the RAA that ICANN has been working on? I mean, that's probably small for a black swan event, but nonetheless, and then the result has been, well, we'll let Europe do one thing and the rest of the world do the other. I mean, that's not going to work. But who's thinking about those material negative events that can come up out of nowhere and reshape the environment? So I just think, in terms of the strat plan, you know, where are those big picture items? And maybe we could be making comment on that.
Thank you, Byron. Good point. Yeah. Anybody else? Yvonne.
I'm just agreeing with Mathieu, but I also think that I don't know how much of the comments that we have been making through the past couple of years that have been presented to the attention of the new CEO and the new CEO staff. So my recommendation would be to summarize these comments, that more or less those comments have been the same in the past 2 years, and present a sort of high-level paper, maximum 2 pages, and just post it straight to the attention of the new CEO in light of the confidential, let's call it like this, meeting we had a couple of weeks ago in Brussels. We were there, and he shared with us some thoughts. And I think in the same with the same approach, the same principle, we should have this sort of quite friendly way of passing on some messages, some input to him. At the same time, I don't think we should give for granted that this is the final plan. So I understand that as a matter of process, I can have to post something, but it could be that this is completely reviewed, because there is a public comment period open, and I believe that the new CEO and the new CEO staff will have something to say about this plan. So it could be that we are looking at something that in 1 month time will be completely different, and that is also to incorporate the new strategic goals that the new CEO has been sharing with some community members. So I think there are different elements, but my recommendation would be really for us to continue to provide the input and draft something really high level, not getting into specific details, but still present this document to him.
Okay, thank you, Giovanni. So the first point, that's what we've heard a few times now, so we can either, we will try to check with the ICANN staff present here. If this is something that is supported by the new CEO, or if they expect that the whole thing is going to change, either before or after the comment period. And the second thing, where you recommended that we summarize our comments and get a highline two-page document out, I think it's a good proposal. Let's discuss about it when we discuss our plan of work. We have had occasions where ICANN staff came rather late. They're very much on time this time. So not to discourage you for coming on time. Is there somebody who wants to make a final comment on his or her view and something we haven't heard yet? Highline overview of the present draft plan? No? Okay, then.
I think that, again, I don't want to get into details, but I think that what we have now in front of us is something that looks like it was drafted without taking into account not only the fact that there is a new CEO, but also the fact that there have been some public comments period on other matters, like, for instance, the meetings, ICANN meetings, and there are recommendations that have been drafted about ICANN meetings. And there is a section in this plan about ICANN meetings, which looks like nothing happened in the ICANN meeting part. So I think that there's a sort of different layers. How much of this plan reflects the public comment period that ended and through which you get some recommendation? How much reflects the new ICANN CEO vision of ICANN? So I think probably they can address.
You've made the point, thank you. So what I propose is that the two other parts of our working group members only session, work plan and teams, we will do this after we have had the discussion with the ICANN staff. Is that okay with everybody? How are you on agendas? Do you have to rush off? What we have until 4:30. People will have to rush off immediately after 4:30. Leslie does. Okay, we'll try to stick to the time then. Maybe before you start, I was so concentrating on looking at this side of the room that I didn't see you coming in. A very warm welcome and thank you for being so on time, and we'll make sure that next time we'll be ready for you. So I don't really know when you came in. I don't know if you have heard all the comments that people have made on the present plan. Okay, well, I'll give you because the most important one, I think, is about there's very little change in this plan as compared to the previous one. We have the impression that two factors are of an influence. One, there is a new CEO. We've heard him speak. We've asked him questions. We've had responses. We have the impression that his strategy is not completely identical to the one that we have on paper here. So what can we expect in changes from his side in the near future? And is there any point in seriously commenting on the present plan? And the second thing is, oh yeah, of course. And the second thing is, and I think you've just heard Giovanni say that, there were other processes that provided input to this plan. We don't see that input. And that reinforces that first question. Is this something that we should really take serious and take the time to comment upon it, or is there going to be something else and were you pressed for time? I tried to formulate this whole thing a bit politely.
Hi, this is Carol Cornell, Director of the Project Office, and with me we brought Larissa Gertnick, who has been helping us with the strategic plan as a consultant, and also Xavier is here also, and Kurt will be joining. He was giving a presentation, and he was trying to get down here as quickly as he could from that presentation.
Very good. No problem. Hi. So our slides are now up on the screen, and just to address your questions, what we were hoping to talk to you today is first and foremost about some things that were brought to our attention back in Prague, some comments made, and the fact that some responses were put together, and acknowledgement of some items that probably still need further discussion. We also wanted to give you an idea of what it is that you see in front of you as the strategic plan, and the fact that it's really a representation of a process that was committed to, and there was debate and discussion as to whether we even stick to this plan at all or whether we pause and wait for Fadi's direction and work and ideas to be reflected. And the ICANN team felt it was really important to stick to the timeline and the time frame that was promised and committed to. People provided comments. We incorporated those comments that were wording clarifications and some accomplishments, but you're absolutely right in the sense that no substantive change was made to the plan, and that was with the expectation that this plan would just close out the direction that we had been on when the new CEO arrived. And then finally, the third point on the agenda is to talk to you about the future direction of ICANN strategy, and that's something that we'll walk you through as part of this presentation. So I hope that addressed some of your questions. From an agenda perspective.
Okay, from the agenda perspective.
From an agenda perspective.
Yes. So we'll be patient and
very good.
We will follow the agenda.
Okay, all right. So I wanted to just remind. Okay, thank you, Bart. Next slide, please. I promise you the slides. One more, please. The slides are very straightforward, and I promise you there's not going to be a whole lot of text going on there. In response to what we heard from this group as well as other groups in Prague, we had put together a document that was posted on the public comment website, and I have some copies of that here. And we touched upon a couple of items, and in the interest of time, I'm not going to go through everything that we had heard and what the responses were, but I just wanted to reiterate that the comments that you and other community members made had been heard. So, for example, things like the substance of the strategic plan needs to be elevated. There needs to be more, it needs to include more vision, more plan for the future, more analysis of the serious risks and considerations that are impacting the industry, that metrics need to be formalized, all the things that I heard you talk about as we walked in. We acknowledge and we recognize you don't see resolutions of all of those items as of yet, because these are some steps that will be put in place in the next version of the planning cycle, and I will hold off on making specific comments on that because that's what Kurt's going to talk about. So for example, one of the things that this group mentioned, further development of areas such as focus on prioritization, more meaningful metrics, accountability and responsibility for strategic initiatives. Fadi tomorrow will actually be talking about a process and an approach that he is putting into place that will address the focus, the prioritization, and the metrics, as well as accountabilities, and that will be the management system concept that he will provide more detail on. So I will hold off on providing details at this point, but I just wanted to share with you that that information will be coming tomorrow. And then we also have a cross-constituency working group on Thursday. So the timing of our presentation on Thursday to provide the update takes into consideration the fact that the new CEO will have an opportunity to introduce some of his thoughts and ideas tomorrow, and then we will be able to make reference to all that on Thursday when we have a strategic planning session with the stakeholder groups as a whole. There was also a lot of discussion about cross-constituency working group, this group in particular questioning what the mission and the objectives of that group would be and how it would interact and possibly overlap with the work of this group. So we understand those concerns, we acknowledge those concerns, and we are committed to develop a plan which really looks at all the different working groups and what their charter and mission is, and to come up with a proposal for a working group, a cross-constituency working group, who would look at the planning process as a whole, both strategic as well as operational, and would provide some feedback to ICANN, both in terms of the process and also in terms of the content. So our plan is to have that prepared for the next planning cycle, which would be 2014 through now we're talking about 2019. So that's one of the changes in the planning cycle that you will notice. Earlier when we were making comments about the next planning cycle, we were still in the mode of a three-year planning cycle. But now with the discussions that have been taking place at with the board and with the new CEO, with Fadi, we're considering a five-year planning cycle, which also was one of the comments that this group had brought up to ICANN staff in the past. Let me pause at this point and see if there's any questions or comments on the information coming so far. Okay. Next slide, Bart. Thank you. I already touched on the next bullet point, multi-year strategic development schedule. this group provided some feedback and recommendations that we do a five-year plan and that it becomes something that's implemented consistently and predictably. And that is, in fact, the direction of the next strategic planning cycle, as I mentioned, the five-year cycle, with the idea that things like vision, mission, and macro-level goals and objectives would be determined at the beginning of that process, shared with the community, finalized, and then would really guide the operations of the next, certainly, 2 to 3 years, if not 5 years. So we anticipate that the planning cycle will change quite considerably from the annual mode that we have been in for the last couple of years. On the point of better understanding of costs of strategic projects, I know Xavier has a couple of clarifications that he can make on that point, which also fit in with the work that's been going on to create better linkage between the strategy and the operating plan and budget and the management system and the linkage that the team has been working on will probably address the issues of costs and details and visibility and transparency. Xavi?
So as it relates to the better understanding of the costs for the strategic projects, I think, if I understand correctly, the point that part of what we are looking at into the budget process improvements, which we will be talking about in 40 minutes, starting in 40 minutes with the working groups that have been put together, we will suggest it and try to finalize what this working group changes that address that. Without trying to go too much in details, providing more information on the scope, on the deliverables, on the metrics, on the resources, the timeline, and of course the details of the costs relative to projects, we're expecting that this should help both at the time of the budget, but also then at the time of the delivery on these projects and during the year when those projects happen, to be able to report on those projects as per those elements. And in the planning part of it will help in the delivery and the clarity of the information we can provide on costs and on timeline and on deliverables on those projects. Also, during the working group that will start in 40 minutes, we will try to address the part relative to the clearer link between the strategic plan and the content of the budget, which we'll try to address with the mapping of the actions and objectives and the projects to those strategic objectives that exist in the strategic plan.
Thank you, Xavier. Leslie, you have a question.
Yeah, thanks, Xavier. I mean, it's great that getting a better handle on costs and how they transfer and how they pan out and so on. A comment that I know I've made for a whole number of years, so apologies if I'm sounding like a well-worn record. Is there going to be in this new cycle a loop where at a very high level one looks at the potential plan and then works out the costs of that to see whether that's a good way of spending money or whether it's affordable, or whether in actual fact you might have spare resource left over that you could use to do more? Because that kind of loop thus far I don't think it has really existed, or if it does it's in a secret room somewhere that we haven't seen. He's looking puzzled. So,
this was a question you addressed to Xavier, right?
It is. So is there going to be a phase in this new strategic planning process where at a very high level one looks at the financial implications of the strategy and says, yeah, we can afford that. Actually, it's lower than budget, so we can afford to do more. Or, oops, we've suddenly got this huge bill that we're not going to be able to afford. So I know previously we've gone all the way through a strategy process and then the budget comes out at the very end of that, is my perception.
Hi, this is Carol. The answer is we're doing two things. The new tool and management process we're going to use is going to have the ability to do a upfront business case evaluation of what something would cost in time. And what I'm hesitating to say is where that is and how quickly it gets to you and back and how that circle goes. But will we be doing an evaluation before we launch a project in terms of cost and effort? The answer is yes, it is part of that operating plan. You'll see it is in the operating plan as business case. So yes.
So the reason why I was looking puzzled is because I had the impression you were talking about that loop within the strategic planning process and not as part of the budgeting exercise, which is, so I think you were answering a slightly different question.
Correct. Yeah, that's when it's all been agreed and now you're working out at a lower level.
So let me try to reformulate your question just for the sake of making sure I've understood it. Your question is about an existing check or loop, to your point, of when we formulate as part of the strategic planning process the strategy and the strategic objectives of the organization, to formulate at least at a high level a cost assessment of implementing or trying to achieve those objectives, to check at a high level strategically that the organization can afford those objectives. So I don't know for sure that in the past we have looked at that aspect of the plan. I wonder, and I'm sure Kurt, when he's coming, he told me he was just coming. I think Kurt may be able to have a perspective on that. I feel that the way we currently develop the strategic plan is not conducive to getting that done. And I understand your point. I have the impression that I'm a little bit used to seeing a strategic plan formulated with what you have in mind included of developing a strategic plan on a multi-year basis with sufficient action plans formulated on an annual basis with amounts that at a high level, you know, high level P&L, high level cash flow, that help figuring out whether, you know, how to get there and how the realism of the plan is. So I hear you. I don't believe we have...
Sorry to cut you short,
yeah,
but I think you've already answered the question. At least I would translate your answer as probably not, but
yeah.
We'll ask Kurt.
I partly knew the answer to that question, so no, you
yeah.
haven't done it previously.
Right.
And I'm suggesting there's a loop going forward, because this isn't just a money issue, it's a staff resource issue too. So I, in a naive way, view sometimes the ICANN strategic process as this shopping list that people just add things they'd like to eat next week onto the shopping list without any feel for the overall size of the affordability of the bill.
I think, well, it's a good point. And I think we've all experienced that this kind of a process is not yet in there. And maybe Kurt can tell us what they did before. But, I think it's not very much. Otherwise, we would have not.
So carry on.
Thank you. I just wanted to also add that while the process for the new planning cycle is still evolving, and certainly this comment, I'm taking it down, and we will make sure that we address it. But from a discussion perspective, the strategic plan as is being envisioned on a go-forward basis is a much higher level, more strategic document that really provides a roadmap for planning out specific projects, and activities. So it's not going to be envisioned to include the details in nearly as much detail as what you've seen in the past. So it will be truly strategic, and then the handover will be to the next process to really evaluate what it's going to take from a resource perspective and a timing perspective as well.
Larissa, thank you very much.
Kurt, very much welcome.
How are you?
Have a Timbit. Sorry, I forgot Sabine. You have a question, Sabine.
I have a follow-up question to Karen. I follow up from the questions or remarks from Leslie. He said that you will be associated a business proposal to each project, a business plan. If there is a business plan, how the values are. And I'm a little bit puzzled because as ICANN is in the not-for-profit area, if you associate a business plan to a project, obviously that doesn't really work out. But you have, I think, more to look out in costs versus benefits, risks versus things. Have you any understanding how you want to do that and how you actually measure that or will want to measure it? And also how projects ICANN took over, how they actually will change the ecosystem, the market. So perhaps if you look at the new GTLD program, you see that now to start a registry, it's becoming much more costly, and that changed the ecosystem completely in that area. How will has ICANN plans to deal with that or to take that into account or to address that?
Yeah, so that is a very challenging question. We have in our new management mapping where we're trying to capture all the work we're doing, we have an initiative, one of the higher level ones that tries to determine how we take the public interest into our decision making. So when we're thinking about costs and benefits, we're not thinking as a for-profit company, we're thinking as ICANN in its role. And so some of those benefits are monetary, which business option, pays off or is the cheapest, but we have a different goal. We all share a different goal, as you know, and that's primarily acting as in the public interest or for the public benefit, and there's many sub-bullets to that. And in an attempt to, so we say that a lot, but I don't know if we know what it really means. And in an attempt to answer that, we build that into our decision matrix, in our decision making, how do we take the public interest into account? Does that answer the question at all?
Yeah.
Because that's the first thing I thought of. I thought it was so good.
No. Want to try that or so?
I'm not really sure that we're talking about the public interest in that area. I'm sure that the public interest is ICANN built with a lot of kindergartens in the world, but the question is, according to projects following, proposed projects following the strategic plan from ICANN, how you actually decide how much you want to do, why you want to do it, and in which limits you want to do it, which is something, I think, a little bit different. Of course, you can do all in the world because it's in the public interest, but the question is it worthwhile, and where actually is the limit?
I think most of what we do comes from community recommendation. So on the GNSO side, they identify a list of projects they'd wish us to undertake, and the GAC gives us advice and tells us to work on. So, and then those things have to be prioritized in some way. And the way to do that, I think, is, when I talked about serving the public interest, it was certainly the subset of serving the public interest and, within the ICANN, within the narrow ICANN remit of technical coordination. And so then the projects have to be prioritized. And the idea is that ICANN takes an amount of work and does an amount of work that it has capacity for. So it has a tool for laying out its whole menu for the year under this under the current version of the strategic plan, and does that work?
And could, just before you entered, Leslie asked the question, if you had a system in which when you look at your strategy, your overall strategy and your new strategic plan, if you have a system whereby you make a rough calculation on how much that strategy is going to cost you and if you can afford to pay. We got the distinct impression that such a system is not really there. And I think the question that Sabine asked is a bit, or not a bit, is very much connected to that one, because if you do that and your calculation shows that you have not enough money to do everything you had envisaged in your strategy, you have to make a choice. And how are you going to decide which project you're going to do and which ones you're not? So that's more or less the second question. If you have a project, how do you determine if you're going to execute it or not, and how do you determine afterwards if it has been successful or not? And the first answer, or the answer to the first question, I think, cannot be, well, and you're not saying that, but if it's the recommendation by the community which makes your list of projects, then there's the risk that the louder a certain part of the community shouts, the higher their projects are on the agenda. So maybe we should not go into this discussion now, but I think this group would like to hear at one time or another, but before the end of the year, I would suggest, or maybe we could do it in Beijing, how do you actually decide on which projects you're going to do and which ones you're not? And if we have that question, I'm sure it's not really clear to the community on how you make those decisions.
So we're going to talk about strategic planning in a little bit, but working with Fadi, our vision of the plan is that it's really a higher level strategy, that it indicates a vision and a mission statement, and then true strategic, you know, what I would call macro deliverables, such as globalization or internationalization, you know, defining some large goal with regard to that, and, you know, maybe as operational as, you know, physical presences where, you know, where ICANN is located. I think the answer to your question is, it really goes to our operational planning, where we publish a plan and say, here's the objectives for the year, here's the projects for the year, and they're open for community review. Xavier and I and others have all heard that that planning process probably needs to be longer, because there needs to be a clear definition of what the projects are and then time to debate what they are. You know, I understand your point. I'm painfully aware of your point about the loudest voice, because I hear the loudest voice all the time, and it's shrill.
I wasn't even suggesting anything between the lines, but
it's really important to strike the right balance and make sure all the projects are considered in some sort of open way.
I know that one of your major topics for being here is to talk with us about how the strategic project planning process is going to be in the future or from now on. But Leslie, do you have more slides? Have you finished? Or because I want to finish your part first.
We are on to the next slide. Bart, please.
And did you have a question, Bart? Do you want to have the mic? Or? Okay.
Okay. So on this slide, we've already talked about the fact that what you see in the current document, and that's 2013-16 strategic plan draft, the thought behind it was that we wanted to follow through on our commitment. We posted a plan that people had provided feedback and comments on, so we wanted to follow through with that process. And it's updated to reflect just a few areas, accomplishments and some wording clarifications, and does not offer any substantive change. And the idea is that the board will approve this plan somewhere in the December-January timeframe, and that will close out that year's plan and commitment. And even before that, the process for developing the next strategic plan, the five-year vision that incorporates
new thinking from Fadi in working with the board, that's what's going to really kick it off. So at this point, Kurt, I'll turn it over to you.
So just a question, because that was an important one from this group. Do you actually expect that, let's say, an enhanced version of this draft will be submitted to the board for approval in December? So a plan which does not really have the stamp of the new CEO on it?
Yeah, so, and we discussed this, and I want to hear what you think too, but we've gone down this path where the SOP and others have provided input into the plan, and we've amended it in accordance with your comments, and now we're sort of nearing the end of that cycle. And so because that effort's been expended, we want to follow through on that and publish the next version of the plan, which is, you know, it's sort of stay the course and start, but at the same time start talking about a 5-year strategic planning cycle that Larissa is about to, not a 3-year cycle, but for a 5-year plan that Larissa is about to talk about, and talk about reformulating the way we go about it to make it more meaningful, we hope, for you and for us.
So would you want us to comment on that?
Sure.
Mathieu, I think I know what he's going to say.
I'll try to surprise you, Rob. Mathieu from AFNIC.fr. I think the time frame that's set here is December, January is like 3 months after the new CEO is coming. I state my personal opinion, as is usual to say here, but I think I can need a new strategic plan by then. And 3 months to deliver a new strategic plan is rather standard in terms of outlining some significant differences from the former one. And I think I wonder if this is shared in this group, would perfectly welcome and certainly not feel alarmed if the process was slightly changed to accommodate to this important event, and if this enabled ICANN to take a new direction faster, because the time is short.
So can I ask for clarification?
Yep.
I guess I'll...
Can I make a suggestion, Kurt? Because I saw that Giovanni also wants to comment. Maybe we can get just a few comments in and then see if you still need clarification.
Hi, Kurt. What surprises me is the fact that we are presented a plan which is a plan that goes from 2013 to 2016. So this plan has a validity that goes beyond, of course, this year and beyond next year. So basically the community is shown something that should last until 2016. So I would like to, let's say, reformulate a bit the opinion. I mean, I think 3 months to redraft the plan is quite a challenge for complex organizations that are based on multi-stakeholder model, because of course that implies that you have to open processes to listen and to collect input from the community, which in some cases is not so easy. But at the same time, I heard that the new CEO would like to have this at high level. So my thought is, wouldn't it be better to, as Mathieu said, let's say, resize a bit the process in terms of timing and make sure that the time the board approves the plan, which is between December and January, it approves the plan which is not this plan, but even 3 pages plan, but a plan that reflects the new goals, the new vision, the new everything that probably is going to be put in place. And again, that's because this is going to be more consistent with the fact that it's a plan that is 2013 and 2016 plan, not just a few months plan.
Thank you, Giovanni. Somebody else?
Leslie.
We've all started as new CEOs, right? You don't come in and start doing a new plan straight away. I think we're being slightly unrealistic. Of course you're going to come in as a new CEO and want to change things. Whether you want to ride roughshod over all of the strategic plan work done to date, I suspect not. I think we need to be a bit more realistic in what we're asking for here. I'm hearing people saying there's going to be lots of changes because the new CEO. Of course there will be, over time.
Okay. If I may make a comment myself, I think I'm a bit in the middle of both statements. And the thing is that the present plan that was approved by the board last year runs until 2015. I think at least we should expect that by 2015 there will be an alternative. I'm sure there will be somewhere in the course of next year. But I wonder if it's not easier for the community to get a grasp on the fact that you will not change the present plan from 2012 to 2015 and 2013 to 2016. But if you just send out a message, listen, if we change the plan now, there will be few changes. So there's not really a point, because we know that somewhere in the course of the first half of next year, there will be a major change in at least how we deal with the strategic plan. Maybe not even in the strategy, but at least in the way we deal with the plan, and there will be some strategic changes. And that we just live with the present plan until the next plan is there. Because this is not a plan that ends in 2012. It runs until 2015. And the only reason to change it is if we see changes that have an impact next year and alter the way towards 2015. And as long as we don't see those, you can even decide to issue a statement, well, we see these changes that will be incorporated in the next strategic plan, but we will stick to the present one because there's not much point in spending a lot of time and energy of the ICANN staff and the ICANN community into arguing and discussing about something that is going to be invalid within the next 6 months. Is that something that we could all agree on? It's a bit of a compromise between the two statements. Leslie, am I making sense? Sultan?
Yes, correct. So I think we're all in agreement, and when you read the version of the strategic plan that was published back in September, you will see that all it is changes that were that reflect an increase, change in the environment. Some things got done, some situations changed, and some new tests, but not a change in direction. And it was based on the feedback from the SLP. It was based on the feedback of different advisory committees that were interested in this. So what this version of the plan is really meant to be exactly that. It's meant to be, you know, here's a slight change to the plan that brings it up to date, and we're going to finish it now. And because we've been at this process for some time, and we are going to go into the next slide, we're going to reset our process for something bigger. So whether we decide to have the board approve this, I'll say unremarkable, but this change to the plan as the new plan, or just let it lie, you're right. I think it's sort of irrelevant. We did want to recognize that the SOP did work and contributed to it, that ALAC did work, that other committees did work, and so we made changes based on their input, and we didn't say So very frankly, we didn't want to say thanks for your input and your effort, but we've decided not to update it. So we wanted to pay respect to that, do some work, and then reset the objectives. And, you know, Leslie, thank you so much for that comment. Fadi, I think, is pushing for a new version of the plan by Beijing or slightly after that. And I think that would be remarkable. And But to really focus our efforts immediately after this on that new version rather than what we're doing here.
What I'm a bit afraid of is the message you will be unwantedly sending out to the community if you change the plan along the lines that you envisage now, and you call it the 2013-2016 plan, and then you have to explain to everybody that, well, don't take this too serious because the CEO is working on a new version, but of course he cannot get that ready within the next 2 months.
So live with this one, but it has a very short time span. And at the same time, you extend this time span with 1 year to 2016. So I think this group will support the recommendation. Stop talking and give one of my members.
I was actually going to back you. I mean, I actually think the best thing we can actually do to acknowledge the effort that we put in is the points that you've actually just got up there, which is to make the plan more strategic. So I think the explanation to say we're not going to pass a new one is actually the best acknowledgement that we can actually get for you to take into account the comments you actually made, because I think they're the significant ones. And so I think you combine both and actually come out with a lot more thing by just saying we've listened, and instead of actually putting that extra year on, we'll just stay with the current until the new one actually comes through, representing the new CEO and taking into account all the comments that the community has actually made.
And we had a suggestion by Giovanni that we're going to talk about in a few months, or when if we still have time, and that was to send a kind of an excerpt of our previous submitted comments on the strategic plan, make it a highline, two-page document, and send that to you and the CEO directly, so that can be taken into account when you formulate your new plan. So.
You have one more slide, I think, right?
Yes,
thank you, we'll see you later.
Well, that was easy. as you will see, all the points that are included on this slide are things that we've been talking about, so we don't have all the details fleshed out, obviously, but we do know that the strategic planning cycle will take a five-year perspective. We do want to accomplish the plan being much more strategic, and we envision that the vision, mission, and macro level objectives, once they're set in place, will survive from year to year and will really guide the development of work that is done, and perhaps will also clarify the prioritization of the work, because the objectives will be stated clearly and there will be agreement and understanding from sharing these objectives with the community as to what the organization is working toward accomplishing. The management system implementation, which we talk about as a bridge between strategy and results, once you will have the opportunity to see more details of it, what it does is really it creates a link between the high-level strategy and the operating plans and budgets, in the sense that it tackles some very specific objectives, goals, priorities, breaks things down into projects, and has individuals accountable for the completion of these various elements of work with timelines, budgets, metrics, as well as standards of what was expected, and then by comparison, how we were able to deliver on those expectations. So that's a lot of detail that's wrapped into this concept of management system implementation, but it is in fact the connection that we envision will connect high-level strategy and objectives to the work that actually goes on a daily basis in the budgets and how the work is being evaluated to check its effectiveness.
Thank you. So, Kurt, have we also covered what you wanted to discuss with us? Or because we seem to have, and I think it's good, we had a mix between this part and looking ahead, looking forward to the next plan, and how changes are going to be made in the strategic planning process. But I don't know if we've covered everything that you wanted to tell us.
So, two messages we wanted to convey, and we've covered them, is on the current path we were on, and with the existing strategic plan and amending of that, we were going to finish that. because the SOP and others have put time into it, there's been meaningful contribution, and we wanted to reflect that. And the second thing we wanted to convey was the development of a new strategic plan with our new CEO and some of the thought that's behind it, at least as to its form, and to see how we wanted to participate together in formulating that. We talked about the first one, and we're considering whether or not we should go ahead with hosting that, you know, finishing that version of the strategic plan, or saying, you know, we have feedback on this version of the strategic plan, and we've decided, you know, in accordance with your input and also with what our CEO wants to do, we want to go about it a different way. And then for the second, we'll be starting by crafting this vision and mission. That shouldn't, at the end of the day, it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. But the form that the strategic plan takes will be, you know, different than the current version. And third, we might want to talk then about how the strategic plan and the operating plan and budget fit together. We have a very high-level strategic plan, and we have an operating plan that's rich in detail, which I think it is. How do we bridge that gap so there's sort of a clarity about, you know, what projects are in and what projects ICANN's undertaking. So the strategic plan, if it's a true strategy, won't have operational projects in it. And we think it looks a little bit operational now. And so we want to be able to make sure you have the tools to engage in the debate about what gets done suitably. So we have a high-level strategic plan. We have a very detailed operating plan. And I don't know if something needs to be created to fill that gap or how we can best have that discussion.
Okay. So quick, on your first item, we are in this process. We have committed ourselves to it, and we're going to execute it and come up with a new draft for the 2013-2016. I think, but I'll be happily corrected by my fellow members, but I think you have the strong advice from this working group not to follow that procedure, to stick with the present plan, communicate what you're doing, and, of course, take comments that you've received previously into account when you come up with a new plan. Our first impression is, if we look at the slide, that it is very much in line with what we recommend and what the comments on the present draft would be from this community, and we will support that process by compiling a high-level document of our previous comments as input for the new plan. We agree on that, I think we do, right? The changes are work, so
and I think
we will discuss on that briefly.
So to the extent you're telling us to do less work, we're for that. And, you know,
I think what we are telling you or suggesting is that you spend your valuable time on the new plan and not on the present one.
I understand that. I appreciate that sentiment. And, so we'll, you know, preliminarily accept that, and we'll review the plan as we have it marked up and see if there's changes in there that we think have to be agreed upon. But my first thought is that there are none, and that, you know, we can take your advice, understanding that we want to consult with some other parties too, but understand your strong advice, and we agree with it.
And even if you have some changes, then you can always write a short paper on that instead of coming up with a new plan with an extra year at the bottom or at the end. Yeah.
Maybe the SOP can just put this in as its submission.
I think that's what we'll do. Yeah. As our major comment on the present process. Yeah. So, any questions for Xavier, Carole, or Larissa?
So this is my job, the strategic planning stuff, and I see in the very near future consulting with you either as a group or individually on how we're going forward. I have a lot of questions. This is the one group that's full of CEOs, right? So, I'm kind of flippant sometimes, but no kidding. I'd like to consult with you going forward and learn from your experiences with regard to strategic planning. And so, Fadi does want to get this done as soon as is practicable. So, in the very near future, if you would, I'd appreciate additional consultation. Right now, I'm still doing new GTLDs, but I'm hoping to stop that soon.
Well, I think we all joined this working group to do exactly that. So I think you can count on us from that perspective, definitely. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, guys, and good luck this week. Have a great week. Who has the cable? Oh, yeah. Okay, guys, just know we're just going to the work plan and the teams, but there will be a change in what we're going to do, so I think we can do that quickly. But shall I move over to you, or can you throw me the cable somehow? Sorry? To the next? Yeah, I will. Nope. Okay, everyone. So I think that will change what we're going to do over the next few months a bit. So what I would suggest is that the first next step would be that Bart and I compile a draft message to ICANN in which we will say we have only one major comment on the new strategic plan, and since it doesn't have any new vision from the new CEO incorporated, and it has only few changes, we strongly recommend that you do not make a new plan. You stick to the present one. If you think that there are significant changes, you publish those in a separate document, but stick to the 12-15 plan. And we also recommend that the next plan will be ready before the second meeting of ICANN of 2013. So before there will be Durban, right? Yeah. So we can have a first input in Beijing and a much further worked out version in. Yeah. Suggest that we have something tangible in Beijing and have something very significant in Darwin, no Durban. And the second thing that, and that is something we can task ourselves with, is that we come up and we do that within, I would say within the next 6 weeks or something, we compile a two-page high-level document of our major commands. Shall we make a draft on that one as well? Yeah? Do you agree?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm willing to review the document if you will. You are such a nice guy. Thank you. We'll make use of that voluntary contribution.
But it was kind of voluntary.
It's now no longer voluntary.
But I think we should also come up with sort of a recommendation, and I think could touch the point which makes me actually a little bit nervous when he says, yes, we have a high-level strategic plan, and that will be actually translated into a huge amount of operational detail, where I think we should really pass, when we see how ICANN is currently actually losing themselves in detail and detailed work, and of course because the community is asking for them, because some of people within the community need consulting shops, I'm really sure about that, but the question is I think we should address that too, that it's important to maintain a clear focus to pass that additionally as a message.
Yeah, I think you touch upon a good point. I think in the messaging, say, first of all, we're looking forward, but that we want to at least understand, or the SOP wants to understand the process, and both provide, say, what we've heard, the links between the operational plan and the strategic plan and how this will work in future. And how that procedure or process will look like, these processes, so that you that the SOP is informed very early on a stable process, and they know what to expect, and that you know what is and understand what the link is between the strategic plan and the operational plan, and whether how that will be bridged.
That's one part, but it's also a general perception how you define your role and your vision, and if that is revised in a way. Because what I'm currently sometimes puzzling is, of course, there is a lot of demand coming from the community, but there is also a lot of issues I can jump on, because yes, of course, that's our business, instead of neglecting that it's part of their business, it's part of their role.
Mission creature.
It's part of their role.
Okay.
So and that's to make a very clear understanding how that decision making is done and dealt with.
Okay, now that's a good point. But we Bart and I will compile this 2-page document and
yes.
We will submit it. And if this is missing, you can add it.
Yeah. Just one. Oh, sorry. Maybe for Sabina, I think that's one. If you look through the thread of all the submissions made today, that's one of the recurring themes. And so in the 2-page highlight is that one point that needs to be addressed or at least forewarned. This is a major concern of the SOP, at least. Not so much in the response on, say, this strategic plan as in the information for Kurt and Fadi.
Okay, listen.
Yeah, just a point. Sabine, you were talking about, you know, getting bogged down in the detail, but what of is right. We, as a committee, had asked for further detail on ICANN projects and milestones and so on, because we didn't feel that there was sufficient control over those, nor were some of the projects very clear as to their scope and therefore their cost and duration. As a practical suggestion, I mean, I went back as we were talking to some of our previous contributions, and I think if one had the time, it would be really good to go back to 2 or 3 of those and draw together some of the common points, because actually I think there's some points that we have been making for a long time that have not yet been heard and are slightly more powerful if we are able to reference back, you know, we first raised this point in response to the 2007-2008 strategic plan, for example.
Yeah, okay, so what Bart and I will make the draft, but I would really, really encourage you to look well at the document and go through previous comments and see if you feel that something is missing and then add it.
The sense I get is we'll be in a bit of hiatus, maybe even till after Beijing. In other words, you'll finish this little piece, it goes in. I think there's real opportunity to give advice on what a strategic plan should look like in a normative sense, all right? In other words, what should be in it, right? So maybe that's something that's worth thinking through. Are there anyone here who thinks, you know, our process is quite good? Because actually the fear I'm hearing, if it's quick, it's going to be so general as to be useless, you know? So I think it's worth telling them, these are the elements one would expect to see in a plan, like environmental scan or, you know, some of the things we're talking about already. So in other words, to set out our expectations in a general sense, which is not obviously commenting on the, you know, the existing piece of paper. So that's my idea.
Yep, good suggestion. We'll do that.
Although one would hope that Fadi would very well know what should be in there, but we can still make the recommendation, and I think that would be an improvement from us as how we sometimes submit our comments, that we not only say this is not good, but we also suggest on how things can be improved. So yeah, anything else?
Ok
Okay, thank you very much. I think I'll give a highline of this outcome. I'll present it during the CCNSO meeting, right? I have a 15-minute slot or something.
Tuesday morning, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Just after your update.
Thank you very much. I think this was a... I feel this is a good session, at least. Some concrete stuff that I can now just hope that they will do something with our major recommendation on this process, but we'll go and push for that. Thank you all.